you're like me, you have several electronic devices, a phone, an iPad or tablet, a computer at home, and probably one at the office. Hopefully, they all sync together. That starts to become an issue if you live in two worlds, Apple and Windows. Throw in multiple email addresses from different providers, and the issues multiply exponentially. When we moved to Tennessee in 1997, we created two email addresses, one personal one for me, for business use and such, and one for the family. Later, when we decided to cut the cord from Comcast, I decided to get a Gmail email address and ditch the other two. But so much stuff had gotten associated with the first two email addresses that it seemed to be an impossible task. Like my Bible software account, I'm tied to my Comcast email forever because it is associated with my Logos Bible software. It's just too amazing to comprehend. Add a church email account, and now it's four email addresses I have to manage on four devices. I have to say, it's enough to make you drink. I like the story of a father who was teaching his three-year-old daughter the Lord's Prayer. She would repeat the lines after him. Finally, she decided to go solo. He listened with pride as she would carefully enunciate each word, right up to the very end of the prayer. "Lead me not into temptation," she prayed, "and deliver us from email." Yes, deliver us from email. I can definitely sympathize. And don't ever make the mistake of filling out an online survey or falling for a free gun holster. Your email inbox will be full of spam email before you ever finish filling out the form. Well, enter Marie Kondo. Marie has written four books on organizing, which collectively have sold over 30 million copies. They have been translated from Japanese into Korean, Chinese, French, German, English, and more. Marie's 2011 book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing, has been published in more than 30 countries. It was a bestseller in Japan, Europe, and the United States. And get this, in 2015, Marie Kondo was listed as one of Time's 100 most influential people in the world. Marie Kondo has struck gold because she realizes that people are surrounded by too much complexity and clutter. You think? Marie Kondo's method of organizing is known as the KonMari method of organization. It consists of gathering all of your belongings one category at a time, and then keeping only the things that brings you sparks of joy. The word in Japanese is tokimiku. Tokimiku means flutter, throb, palpitate, sparks of joy. Who doesn't need to simplify? Who doesn't need to declutter? Who doesn't want tokimiku, sparks of joy? Well, this Lent, we are meeting witnesses to Christ's passion in John's gospel. Today, John introduces us to the Marie Kondo of the Bible. And who would that be? Mary. Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Mary, who would help us simplify and declutter. Mary, who helps us experience tokimiku, sparks of joy. And how does Mary do it? Mary replaces get with give. That's it. It's just that simple. Replace get with give. Get only clutters things. Get only confuses things. Get only makes us miserable. Get ahead, get back, get even, get more. And whatever you do, get revenge. Mary replaces get with give. Mary gives freely. Mary gives extravagantly. Mary gives joyfully. And maybe you're stuck in an emotional rut. Maybe you have lost some of your zest and zeal for life. Do you want to be alive again? Do you want sparks of joy? Replace get with give. Here's the context. In John 11, Lazarus dies. After 4 days, he stinks to high heaven. I mean, he's really smelly. And here Jesus is, standing in front of his tomb, weeping. But then he shouts, "Lazarus, come out!" And here Lazarus comes, stumbling out of his tomb, alive, his shroud still around him, like some used cocoon. As for the Jewish leaders, this was the last straw. By raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus moves from the category of manageable nuisance to the category of serious threat. John tells us in verse 53, "So that on that day they made plans to put him to death." Christ's days are numbered. As we come to John chapter 12, Jesus has a price on his head, and so does Lazarus. The chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. They're thinking, "We must destroy Jesus. We must destroy all of this evidence. This means we must destroy Lazarus also." That's the context. And now here's the cost. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. How much did the anointment cost? We're told in John chapter 5, chapter 12, verse 5, that it's worth a year's income. A whole year's income. Imagine dropping a whole year's income just like that, bam, on just some perfume. So what's going on here? Get is being replaced with give. The context, death for Jesus and death for Lazarus. The cost, everything. The comparison, it's between Mary and Judas. Mary is extravagant. Mary is excessive. Mary has gone way over the top. And Judas? But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, he was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it. Judas is threatened. His entire world is coming crashing down. All because Mary lives by one word, give. The comparison couldn't be more black and white. Mary is a generous disciple. Judas is a greedy disciple. Mary gives with abandon. Judas is a miser, a Scrooge. Mary sacrifices financially. Judas won't even give a nickel. Mary shows her faith with actions. Judas talks a good game, giving money to the poor. But we know he doesn't mean it. Mary loves the word give. And Judas, he can do nothing but get all he can. Get more. Get ahead. Get on top. And it's going to kill him. And all this leads to the cross. Leave her alone, Jesus says, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. The day of my burial. Mary understands the cross. Mary believes these words, the words from John 1:29, the words we heard last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But also these words from John chapter 2, verse 13. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And from John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Mary gives Jesus everything she has. And in doing so, she prepares Jesus to give everything he has. And the room is filled with the smell of sweet, costly perfume. Smells are powerful, aren't they? The smell of a rose catches your nose. Suddenly, you remember your first date in high school when he brought you a dozen roses. Or maybe it's the scent of your mother's perfume, or the smell of your grandmother's cooking, and the memories of her kitchen come flooding back. While words go to the thinking part of your brain, smells go to the emotional part. That's why the whiff of grandma's cooking brings back your emotions about your grandma. Smells can stir in us some powerful emotions. And that's also true for Jesus. Mary's strong perfume lingers with Jesus throughout Holy Week as he makes his way to the cross. Even on Good Friday, the fragrance of Mary's perfume still lingers. And then perhaps, just perhaps, when Jesus gives himself completely, all of his love and his mercy and his grace, holding nothing back for us, he might have still faintly smelled that sweet fragrance. A reminder that Mary had marked him with one word, give. Both Matthew 26:13 and Mark 14:9 state this. Whenever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. And why is that? Because the kingdom of God isn't about hoarding and stockpiling. The kingdom of God isn't about being chintzy or cheap. The kingdom of God isn't about get. Get will kill us always and forevermore. That God's kingdom is about one word, give. Then what? Tokimiku, sparks of joy. It is more blessed to give than to receive. From Acts chapter 20. Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, shows us what the kingdom of God is all about. It's about giving lavishly, giving generously, giving joyfully, and giving completely. Wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Jesus never says this about anyone else. Thanks to Mary, we can boil down life as a child of God to one simple word, one powerful and life-changing word. Try it out. It'll change everything. It will create so much joy in your life. The word, you know what it is. G-I-V-E. Give. Mary did it. Jesus did it. I know that you can do it too. Amen.